What is up, guys?
Hey, 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 party people!
I guess we're doing these every other week now.
You know what? Life happens, and y'all know that. And we appreciate you tuning in every single week. And for some of the new listeners, thank you for joining in on this craziness of what Peak Driven is. But
let's be honest.
What are we being honest about?
We're busy people, and like you,
busy is subjective, though. Josh rolled his eyes at me.
You know, last week you were flying out of town.
Yes, I was.
So we didn't really do one then.
I was a little stressed because I didn't pack until the last minute. And I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't been into an office in goodness how long it has been. And I was like, I don't know what to actually wear to an office anymore. But leggings and a first form shirt, good enough.
But you know, we're not going to record these if we don't have something good to give.
Yeah, right.
We're not going to go in half-hearted and just be like, oh yeah, knocked one out. Okay, no. Whatever. You know, we're only going to do these if we can bring the fire and like actually talk about something worthwhile.
Yeah,
we don't want to waste your time, nor do we want to waste our time.
Exactly, but like bring life into your life. Bring light, maybe, into your life, so that way there's not too many lives. That's genuinely what this is truly about, though, is to just bring that light to your life. Got it.
Okay.
Get it? Got it? Good? Wonderful.
I think so. You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. So I think today's topic, again, we get a lot of like our topic ideas from either like church sermons that we hear or things that we read or podcasts that we listen to. And we maybe find like little bits of just goodness that we're like, wow, we need to elaborate on that. We need to share that. Like that is, you know, maybe life altering for us or just really hits home. And we're like, well, if that hit home for us, pretty sure, you know, for others, it would do the same.
And take it into a different perspective from us and simplify it in terms of just what we do and probably bring it to the fitness aspect as well.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of our stuff that we've been diving into recently is faith-based stuff, but the concept is there. And let me just be a little, like, let you in on a little
raw
secret
and
here.
Real. All right. Let's be upfront. What is it?
A lot of this personal development, like motivational stuff.
Yeah.
Surprising the parallels between biblical teachings and what other people are spitting out there for like self, you know, motivation and personal development things.
And
it's like, oh wow, like telling like thousands of years ago, disciples already were talking about this stuff, or Jesus had spoke those exact words. They just modernize it, put some fluff on it, and it's like the basic concept is like, wow. Okay.
Yep. And actually, one of our pastors, he does a lot of motivational speeches at corporations, but can't actually like talk about the Bible.
Right.
But it's literally the same stuff.
Yep. The concepts are there. And it's just maybe you take Jesus out of it, like the word Jesus, and you just, you know, rephrase the scripture and you're like, this guy's a genius. It's like, nope. Not my words.
So if it's faith-based, that's us. But let's flip it into this as well of like what we hear from our church and what we learn in the Bible. So Josh had this wonderful topic. Actually, we both kind of did.
Yeah.
But really just talking about, and I wrote this down so I don't mess up how I'm saying it, but sometimes what you want is not always what you need.
One more time.
Sometimes what you want is not always what you need. We want that big house. We want that fancy car.
That job promotion.
We want that promotion. We want all of these materialistic things.
That big fat paycheck.
I want that, the man or girl of my dreams, or I want like all these children, but I want my business to take off. You can go down any type of hole with that. But maybe, just maybe, it's not always what you need.
I can think of so many examples in our life.
Same.
That we were chasing certain things because it's what we desired. It's number what we one. Wanted.
What was the first thing we were chasing? That big old house in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And we were being dazzled and razzled by what we were going to make off of our first Phoenix house out here. And
yeah,
just like looking at, you know, the what do you mean? The payoff or whatever, right? And just being yeah. like, holy crap.
Yeah. Holy moly.
Yep.
And then look what we can buy of this big house, big piece of property, the lake in the back, like all of these things. And we're like, yeah, that's going to be so awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then when we got it, what did it do?
You can't see my face, but yeah. I was like, wow, I don't really want this.
No, I'm still unhappy.
Yeah. It's like everyone chasing their purpose and chasing like, I want all these things, and you like hype yourself up so much, and then when you get it, it's like, wow, I could have just stayed in my old house and I would still be miserable, but at least I wouldn't have this new big house that I have to clean.
But it's what we needed.
Yes.
Because it brought us perspective and it showed us that, hey, you thought moving back to the East Coast, being close to like the shore, you know, all those things that we were desiring.
The shore.
You know, it was what we wanted in yeah. the flesh,
mm-hmm.
but it's not what we needed.
No.
You know, at all.
Not at all. And really, I will say that the one thing that I want everyone, as we go through some of the, like, examples and like talk more into this, I want you to stop thinking and complaining about like your brokenness. And I did this for a very long time. And I want you to start speaking of your breakthrough. So I'm going to say that again because it's really good. Stop complaining and speaking of that brokenness that you have. And that you went through. Okay. We all have one or many, a lot. Start speaking of your breakthrough because of that. Mm-hmm. Because your valley was supposed to teach you something and it was what you needed at the time. No one wants a trauma and like all these valleys right. that like we go through in life. But maybe it's something that you needed at that time to give you a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because I needed to go through some of the things I went through, and we were alone, and all I had was numero uno, God. And if I didn't go through that, I don't think I would be the strong woman that I am to help other women to get through the same exact things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am not alone. And if you're going through something really hard, you are not alone in that situation.
And then too, when you're in that valley,
yeah,
and you're in your brokenness, sometimes it's really easy to be like, well, if I just get this, it will change everything. It will mm-hmm. make me happy. It will bring me joy or whatever. And then you go in out there and maybe it's a purchase, or maybe it's something that you've been lusting after and you achieve it or get it. But if you haven't worked on yourself, or you haven't celebrated your breakthrough or your lessons taught by where you were at,
mm-hmm.
it's like emptiness. You get that quick high. You maybe it's, let's use, you know, a purchase of a material thing. And then you kind of have that buyer's remorse sets in and you're like, why did I do this? Why did I spend that money? I'm still not happy. You know, now I have this, maybe it's a car payment. Maybe it's
spend money on large purchases like houses,
you know, all that kind of stuff. It's a new mortgage or whatever, and you just look at it and go, wow, I'm still stuck in the same place.
Yeah.
This wasn't, you know, but we are taught to chase those,
yeah,
you know, material things, those quick fixes,
uh-huh.
and you know, people get addicted to that because they just, okay, well, that didn't work. Let me go buy something else. So let me, and then, you know, it's just that snowball effect.
Oh, yeah.
And what we need to really do is take that look inside ourselves.
Yep. I was just going to say that.
Okay, I'm in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what have I learned?
Yeah.
You know, what point is there a breakthrough for me?
Yeah.
And let me use that breakthrough to propel me out of this valley.
Yeah. Because sometimes we have to do, like you said, you have to do that inner work. Because I look at it this way. You have to do that inner work for yourself, because then it's going to show on your quote unquote outer work. Because if you're filled with like just your unforgiving, just broken, like hate everyone and everything, that's going to show in your outward appearance, mm-hmm. of how, not like your appearance, but how you treat other people. And then they're going to treat you the same exact way, how you present yourself, and all of these like outer things. So if you're not like listening to these podcasts or like reading these motivational books or diving into the Bible, whatever your cup of tea is, if you're not doing that inner work, you're constantly going to give the world a terrible version of you, a half lit light. Mm-hmm. The light is slowly going out, and that's what you're going to give to the world. Mm-hmm. But if you do that inner work, then we can give that full light to someone else.
Here's the thing. In the Bible, the story of Job.
That's Josh's favorite thing.
I know. That's how I start all my sentences. He always
says, like, here's a thing. Or like, I've been thinking about. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, praise Jesus. What are you thinking about, Josh?
So the story of Job, right? Scary. The Lord takes everything away from him, even kills his family, his sons, like, you know, daughters, all that kind of stuff, basically strips him of all his wealth, yeah. leaves him basically with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And his own wife even said, why don't you just give up and kill yourself? Like, wow, that's, thanks for being a supportive
really
wife.
Motivational.
Yeah. But one thing he never lost was his faith.
Yeah.
And so at the end of it all, he still had a purpose and still, you know, loved God and everything like that. But even through all his terrible things, you know, he still had that faith and he still, you know, tried to work through his breakthrough and everything. So, I mean, that's a far extreme thing, but a lot of us have all been kicked, knocked down, you know, mm-hmm. and we just need to look at our circumstances and be like, okay, am I still alive? Do I have still a second chance? Is there still a way for me to get through this? Like, you know, have I exhausted every avenue?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's always that second, third, fourth chance.
Yeah.
Like you should not and ever give up on whatever it is, because there's always going to be, it's not like a one-time thing. You're going to fail forward. Okay.
Yep. And you know, what we want is we're always knocking on the same doors, but we never look behind us. And I always say this, to see all the other doors that are opened,
mm-hmm.
because that's what we need. Maybe we needed to go through a certain situation, so that way now we have a story, we have a testimony, so we can help other people, or we can learn from our mistakes, make us better leaders.
Yeah.
You know, I look at my job being a manager and having to, you know, work with 50 other people and manage them, different personalities, you know, different job titles, all that kind of stuff. But I need to know how to do their position, do their work, so that way I can help them. But through that process, I've made mistakes. Mm-hmm. I've shipped things to the wrong area. I've receded in, you know, different stuff wrong or did wrong entries or whatever. But that's how you learn,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, sometimes we also at our jobs, let's just keep using that as an example, we get placed in positions that maybe it's not exactly where we want to be.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the job title we ever thought we would have.
Yeah.
But we're in this for this time in this season for a reason. And we're learning.
Yeah.
And we're building our resume. And it's not exactly what we wanted, but we needed it because now we're having life experiences because of it.
Yes.
It's making us better, well-rounded people.
So we were taking a walk before this, and it was supposed to be like a 1 mile walk. Ended up three, but that's besides the point. And we were talking about this topic about how, like, sometimes what you want is not what you need in that time, dot dot dot, in your certain time period. because I would love for Peak Driven to completely like blow up. Okay. But I know right now I want that. But what I need is to get my corporate life job under control of what I can handle and all of that stress, and not have a just whole stress ball of a life. And I think I'm realizing that now, and Josh helped me come to this realization and have a different perspective, that like I'm great where I'm at with Peak Driven. I still love it. I never want to hate it. And I want to keep going with it because those women give me life. Mm-hmm. But right now, what I want, like I want it to be like massive, but I need for it to kind of stay where it's at until I get a grasp on my full-time job.
Here's another example.
Which is a good perspective, right?
Right. I think it's a great perspective.
Okay.
I'm glad I came up with it.
I know, right?
but I think here's another example is, do you think if we would have gotten this house where we're at in Phoenix now, North Phoenix, yeah. Warren Foothills, all that kind of stuff, if we would have...
Don't give too much away.
or addresses. no. If we would have gotten this house, this area...
Yeah.
4 years ago, 5 years ago, when we first came out here, do you think we would have appreciated it and loved it as much as we had?
I don't think so.
Exactly. So we had to go through kiss a couple frogs before we got to this, right?
yes.
And we had to do that big journey back to the East Coast, South Kakalaka, and then back out here.
Yeah.
A whole, you know, year, 13 months of experiences and being alone and
yeah.
all that life circumstances that hit us, right? We were in a valley out there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But when we came back here and God provided and, you know, allowed us to be here, our dream home, our dream location, all that kind of stuff. Look at the perspective that we yeah. have now and yep. how much more thankful and grateful we are, where I don't think we would have been as grateful
no.
years ago if we would have landed out here first.
I don't think so. And like, I truly, like I went away for a work trip and I came back, and like the many times we were in the car, I said to Josh, I'm like, wow, these mountains, they just look so beautiful. And then I'll be like, I'm just so beautiful out today. He's like, you've said that like four different times in the course of this short drive. And it's because I have a completely different perspective. Mm-hmm. Where before I was like, ugh, the desert. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, it's like, I want to be closer to family. I want to be towards a beach. Here to find out I don't like sand. But it's definitely like you need to go through those valleys. And I don't want to steal what you said before this podcast, but you said it.
Go ahead.
And you said like sometimes you have to be in those valleys to look up.
Oh, sometimes you have to be knocked down, rock bottom on your back.
Yeah.
In order to look up to see who's helping you.
Yeah.
Where you're going.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, not allow fear to hold you back from climbing that mountain peak, because shadows that are in the valley don't hurt you. And they always seem larger, because that's what shadows do. But just like your fears and doubts, they're always larger than what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Or the fears are larger than the actual issue. And when you're on your back looking up, it does give you a whole new perspective.
It does.
But I just wanted to go back to, I remember, you know, coming out to this area that we now currently
live. A year ago today.
Even before that, honey, years ago, we would just manifest.
And, 2020 life.
You know, we would hike and come out here and just be like, wouldn't it be amazing to live here? Like, look how beautiful it is. They were just starting to build a couple communities out here. And we were just like, oh, it's out of our price range. We can never do it. Like, oh, that's just a unimaginable dream of ours, like blah 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 blah.
We spoke negativity instead of positivity into that situation.
Correct. But it was, you know, I'm gonna say it, it was God saying, it's what you want, but it's not what you need, and not right now.
Yep.
I
know.
And so a lot of, take that into anything in your life, guys. you know, it may just not be the right time for it. So never give up on your dreams. Never give up on those passions that you have, because it's what you may want, but it's not what you need right now. And so what you need right now may be some kicks in the butt or being knocked down just to make you tougher, just to make you more resilient.
Yep.
Right? You need to be that relentless and just keep pushing forward. And that's going to make you a tougher person. It's, you know, it's putting some armor on you. So that way,
when you
finally do get to where you want to be,
you're
prepared. You're toughened up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like going through basic training. Mm-hmm. It's getting you ready for the real thing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of breaking you down and then building you back up into somebody new, somebody greater, somebody better, to be better equipped to handle what is going to be. Because let's be honest, sometimes we want our businesses, if you're an entrepreneur or if you're trying to do something, you want it to explode. You want the fame. Yeah. You want the, right? I want to be asked to talk on a stage in front of people, blah, blah, blah. But in this moment right now, if I were to hand you a microphone and say, go to speak to those 10,000 people out there in the crowd.
Would you be ready?
Would you freeze?
Yeah.
Would you, you know, no. So it's what you want, but it's not what you need. What you need is the practice. What you need is the mature in whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You're just not ready yet. And that's fine. So just remind yourself of that. Sometimes, you know, just like a good bread, it takes a little bit of time in the oven to rise.
Or in my case, my sourdough. It takes a couple times to discard. Josh, again, rolled his eyes at me. My unleavened bread. You don't have to eat it.
Oh, I don't.
I know you don't. You took a...
Mickey doesn't even eat it. I don't even feed it to Mickey.
No. Mickey just looked up at Josh. Like, what? Thanks, bread? Dad. But, like, in all of this, too, sometimes what you go through will be helpful for someone else that is going to go through it later on. And you can take it into the fitness world as well. Like, how do most of these instructors and personal trainers know all of this stuff? It's because, one, YouTube. Well, they're the fake ones, but the true trainers have gone through it. Like, I would never practice something that I never went through. Like, I lost a significant amount of weight, so I help people. I tend to help people do that. I have gone through grief and have gone through loss, and I know the exercises and how to balance your heart and your soul. It's practice what you preach, but you're going to help those, everything you go through, those valleys and that breakthrough that you went through, that's going to be for someone else who is in their brokenness right now. Go ahead.
No, go.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, just, you know, as we're thinking here,
yeah,
sometimes what you want is not what you need.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm thinking of my own personal fitness journey here, because
ooh,
what I wanted was to be the big macho muscular man. I had an ego, guys. I had to be the biggest one in the room. Yep. I was the strongest one in the gym, right? All that kind of stuff. That's what I wanted. But what I really needed was to be humbled. Was to focus on my longevity, my health, my cardiovascular, care about my body, be able to go out and do activities with my wife and not be winded.
Yeah.
You know, be able to stretch, touch my toes, be flexible, like just different things that now I'm seeing. Wow. You know, before, what I wanted was all ego driven.
Oh, yeah.
Now what I'm needing, it's all making sense of, like, once I finally let all that go, boy, it's, you know, plus it's a big weight off my shoulders to not have to carry all that burden around, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's just whatever. There's dudes at church and stuff, and especially out here in Scottsdale, that are completely yoked up and just, I get jelly sometimes, but I'm like, you know what? No, where I'm at right now is really good. It's good for me.
You are extremely healthy.
You know, big turnaround from the old Josh.
Yeah.
For sure. But
I think you look better.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome.
I pay you to say that.
You do not. Maybe. maybe you pay me a little bit. But for like the women out there too, like I think once you turn that mindset of like the millennial and me, we grew up with all this like skinny girls. Okay. So that's ingrained in our brain. But if we just flip that switch in our brain of like, okay, let's focus on getting strong and healthy and stop chasing that whole skinny narrative, because that's when you're going to see your success. That's where you're going to find that confidence and like look in the mirror and go, dang girl, like you look good, and not worry about this other things that were totally ingrained in our brains.
Yeah, but also too for females, and like,
yeah,
you know, maybe someone's want is I just want to drop two pant sizes or like a couple of sizes, and to them that's huge.
Yeah,
right. I have a whole wardrobe of clothes that I no longer fit in. Like everyone's got that certain section of the closet where we just don't get rid of the clothes because that's motivation for us to get back to.
I throw where them we out. Want.
Okay, but you just killed my point. But anyway, thanks, honey. We should start rehearsing these podcasts. But anyway, think about that, right? So you have those pants or that shirt or whatever. I know a lot of people
that do. Yep.
You know, and that's your motivation to get back to that size.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was your wedding size, or maybe like, okay, you hear that a lot. Women just want to be able to fit back into their wedding dress.
Or sometimes people want to get back to their high school weight.
Sure. Which sometimes isn't always possible, especially after having kids and your body's a wreck and whatever. And
your body changes after 30, but
yeah. Let's so, not but anyway, ever. You get the point I'm trying to get at, right? Yes. Is, you know, maybe looking at that, like not every woman wants to be a Victoria's Secret model, and that's not reasonable either, right? So, you know, let's not, what's the word I'm looking for here? Downgrade ourselves because we didn't get to the Victoria's Secret model look.
Diminish yet. Ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you got to
where you needed want, to and needed what you want. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not what you wanted. You wanted to look like Tyra Banks back in the 90s. But like, you know, maybe what you need.
I'm impressed that you know that.
Thank you. But like, you know, what you needed was just to come down two sizes to fit into your old clothes. Or change your cardiovascular. Maybe you went to the doctor and said high blood pressure or whatever it may be. You got that under control.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a huge win. Let's celebrate that.
Yes.
You know, so what you need versus what you want.
I love that.
You know, you can put that into a fitness journey as well.
Perfect. I love how you just wrap that all up into a nice little bow.
I tend to do that.
Do you?
I'm pretty good at that.
You're pretty good at that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know how to cancel conversations real quick.
I know that. I know that.
We are done. Backwards.
We are done.
People overstay their welcome sometimes.
We
all have that friend that's just like,
I
or family member that you're just like, okay.
Josh is really good at it, where I will just engage in the conversation until they stop. And that's why I'm late to everything, because people will keep talking and I can't shut it down.
No, I shut it down.
I know you do. Yeah, I need that.
I leave more on the table for another conversation. You can't, you know, spill all your guts at once.
True.
You know?
Very true. Well, thank you so much for listening. Hopefully this is what you needed. You didn't want to come to this, but you needed it.
You plugged your phone into your car and you're like, ugh, it's Peak Driven Podcast. Yeah.
Gosh.
And then it automatically plays because that's what it does. And you're like, oh, I needed this.
I needed this.
I wanted to listen to Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
But I guess I'll listen
to Josh and Krista.
But Are You Garbage just released a new.
Oh my gosh. So thank you for tuning in to yet another one. We're coming up on 100 and we're going to do a fun celebration. So thank you for always tuning in. If you want more, you can follow me on Instagram or you can go to peakdrivenllc.com. Join our mailing list for all the fun stuff. Order some merch. And there's also some free workbooks on there. I saw someone ordered a budget worksheet that I created for people that you can print it out, keep on printing it out every single month to keep you on track and with your goals. So feel free to go on there and get all money. Spend your money.
Can't take it with you when you die.
I don't know if I should be giving budget advice, but I gave it a free worksheet so you can budget.
My wife is very good at running the books.
I am.
You are. You're very good.
I'm very good at it.
I'm always surprised. I'm like, oh, I can fill my car up. Okay, we're good.
Stop it. It's more than that. But just keep on following along, and we appreciate you. Share this with someone who may need it today.
That's right, guys. Thank you. We love you so much.
Go be the light, y'all.
All right. God bless.
Bye.